This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Asana, a work management software tool that we use to run pretty much everything in our business, all of our meetings, all of our product launches, all of our tasks. And I'm going to show you how you can try it for free a little later. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is, well, it's me again. I'm going to do a solo show. You know, I get lots of feedback from you guys, and some of you really enjoy the solo shows. So I'm going to keep them coming. This is the beginning of 2019 that I'm doing this show, and I'm going to keep them coming all year. In fact, I thought it'd be a good time to dip into. I've talked a lot about this idea of a total online presence, and it continues to grow in significance. And so I'm going to dip into what I think that means in 2019. But first, let me share a few statistics with you. These are things about how marketing has changed. 77% of searches on mobile devices are followed up with an action within an hour. What does that suggest that we need to be doing? 87% of potential customers won't consider a business with low reviews, low ratings. What's that suggest for us? 7 out of 10 consumers are more likely to use a local business if it has information on social media sites. So all these really lead to this idea that we have to have this total online presence, that we have to integrate it, we have to understand what it means. But before we throw out everything else in marketing, 82% of small business owners claim their main source of new business is still referrals. So the idea behind this total online presence is it doesn't supplant everything else you're doing. It supports it. And we have to think about how we integrate, because really a lot of things have changed in marketing, but the thing that's changed the most is the way that people buy. And I think that you have to understand that the idea, and I've talked about this at great length, the idea that people just come in and they read your ad and they you have a sales call and you just convert them and then they become a loyal customer. I mean, that's really changed. A lot of the ways in which people find businesses and certainly why they stay with businesses have changed dramatically. And that really has a lot to do with this idea of a total online presence. And before you think that, okay, John, that's great, I got a website. Today, there are really three fundamental elements of strategy for your online presence that go hand in hand. Your website itself, your SEO strategy, or the approach that you're going to use to try to attract people. And of course, without content, really none of those things work. So your website, your SEO, and your content are really strategic components. They're not just tactics. Certainly there are tactical things that we're going to do in each of those, but you have to really focus on blending those three things together. And that's why in many cases, you know, hiring a web designer or hiring an SEO person or hiring a content person is going to lead to a real disconnect. You have to really work with somebody that understands how integrated those three elements are, and you have to plan your strategy based on that. So let's talk about the website, number one. And I really think that the way that the people search and the way that search engine search, you know, has really changed, you know, how websites work today. And so today, you know, that homepage isn't just a placeholder so that it can be an index of all these kind of links that people can link to. Today, I believe more than ever that is the start of a journey. That's where you have to build know and like and trust and try and maybe present the idea of buy, you know, all really on that homepage. And it starts with solving a problem. The first thing I should see on your website is how you promise to solve the biggest problem that I have, because I don't want what you sell. Nobody wants what we sell, unfortunately. They want their problems solved. I mean, period. That's it. So if you can make sure that I know that you understand my problem, then you can connect it to your products and services. And the mistake so many business owners are still making today is the first thing that I see there is, we've been in business this many years, or here's our products that we sell. But a lot of times I haven't maybe associated what my problem is with what you sell. And so I'm not looking for what you sell. And I know that's a bit counterintuitive, but until you can lock in on that type of thing, that type of problem and promise, and it should scream across the headline of your website before I'm ever going to go on that journey. Now, your website, your homepage also needs content. It needs to demonstrate all the products and services that you sell. It needs video increasingly today. A great trust building piece for a website today is for me to hear your voice. I mean, many people have been listening to my podcast for years, and I go to conferences and they talk about how, I heard you talking and I knew who you were and I knew, I had this trust or I had this feeling already because I felt like I'd met you. Well, video certainly does that same thing. Trust is a huge component. Who else do you work with? Who else buys from you? Who else says good things about you? What affiliations or accreditations do you have that are going to make me understand that, yeah, this is somebody that I can trust? Give me a way to try something on your website, an evaluation or a checklist or something. Again, another great way to kind of build people. So we've got this promise. We've got content that demonstrates you who you are. We've got testimonials to build trust. And then we've got this way for me to actually get a deeper relationship, some sort of way that I can try. Increasingly, and I know I'm going really fast over these, but two other kind of technical elements. Your website has to work on a mobile device. It just doesn't matter anymore. there's no industry that is under 50% of people visiting their websites with a mobile device, or at least that's what Google thinks. So Google's actually gone to something like that they call mobile first indexing. And so they believe that somebody is going to visit your website on a mobile device more often than on a desktop or a laptop. And so consequently, they want us to design our sites now with the mobile device in mind. So at the very least, your site better show up on mobile and be a good experience on mobile. Second technical thing is today, security and privacy has become a huge deal on the web. And so having secure what people will often refer to as HTTPS, as opposed to HTTP at the beginning, means you have a secure site that is any data is going to be encrypted. So if somebody gives you their email address, heaven forbid, if they fill out and give you a credit card, it better be secure. And so today, that's just going to become the default. And so both of those things, the mobile and the HTTPS for secure sites, are things that you better be looking at in 2019 if you haven't done it already. Hey, as I said in the intro, this is brought to you by Asana. It's a work management software tool that we've been using for a long time, our entire team. It just allows us to be so much more productive, to unify our communication, to keep track of tasks, to assign and delegate, pretty much run everything from meetings all the way up through our client work. And you can get it and try it free for 30 days because you are a listener. So get started at Asana.com/ducttape. That's Asana, Asana.com/ducttape. All right, let's move to search engine optimization. I'm afraid it's Google's world that we're all living in. And so a lot of what we have to do is optimize for Google. I mean, I hate to say it, we're certainly optimizing for human beings, and those are going to be who we are, customers. But the first hurdle is optimizing for Google in many cases. Now, for the local business, that means Google My Business. I will give them credit a little bit. Google has had at least three or four attempts in the local world, and they've kind of stumbled. And I think they finally have said, you know what, we're going to take local serious, and Google My Business is going to be the launching pad for that. And the reason I say that is because they keep adding more and more to it. They keep integrating it with their other tools. And so I think we're going to see this may have, in 2019, I talked about it, my trend show that Google My Business may actually become a social platform for small businesses to interact with their customers. But at the very least, it is the way that many, many small businesses are found today when somebody is looking for something in their town. So you want to make sure that you are taking that very serious. You want to claim it. You want to make sure there are no duplicates out there. Make sure your category of your business is as specific as possible. Make sure that the name, address, phone number is the same as on your website. Add photos and add videos. This is a place where you can interact with customers that leave reviews. They now have a way for you to add posts and descriptions, and you can get text directly from here. So go check out Google My Business. Look at it as thoroughly as you possibly can. Make sure that you've got local data and local content and local resources all over your website. Those have become significant parts of the ranking algorithm for local businesses. Make sure that you are paying attention to the data on your pages, not just the name and address and those kinds of things, but the metadata, the titles and descriptions that appear with every single page. And if you don't know what those are, you know, spend some time to go get a basic. I actually wrote a book, SEO for Growth. We talk about that in great detail in that book. Reviews have become a huge, significant part of ranking, but they're also a huge trust factor. Today, I think I said at the outset of the show, you know, most people won't do business with a business that has poor reviews. And today, you know, it used to just be maybe restaurants and, you know, nail salons that required or relied on reviews. But I think every type of business today, reviews, testimonials, you know, customer proof, those need to be there. In terms of content, you know, a lot of people like me have been talking about content for years. And I think that kind of finally sunk into people to mean blog posts. But really, content is needed. I think it drives every single channel. Certainly for SEO, social media, your email marketing efforts. I mean, all of the channels where we're going to generate business, including advertising, you know, rely very, very heavily on content. And it's not simply blog posts. Community events, videos, reviews, promotions, social media, referral offers, email, even text messaging. These are all forms of content, or at least channels where content is needed. So don't just think about blog posts. You have to think about content for really, you know, every stage of the journey. I can't go into it today, but go back or Google this idea of hub pages for your content. And essentially, it is a structure for building sections of your website around specific topics. And I go into great detail both in a webinar form and their blog post where you can learn about this idea of hub pages. And to me, this is the new way to structure really all of the content on your website. And if you want that content to rank, if you want it to be useful so that it gets shared and ranked by Google. In addition to hub pages, I can't stress enough, you need to marry content upgrades to those hub pages. So if you have a page that ranks, the hub page structure, you also want to have a free checklist or a free ebook or something that is very related to that so that you can start capturing leads. And so much of this really has to go together that if you are going to have a website, have SEO, you're going to focus on content, then you need to start using those three things to then start capturing leads so you can follow up and nurture those leads. And so, you know, that's the idea behind all of this integration. One of the things that I've spent a lot of time talking about is something I call the marketing hourglass or the customer journey. And you need to think about your website. You need to think about your online presence in that fashion. The basic idea is to get people who to come to know you, like you, trust you, try, buy, repeat, and refer. And there are elements of every stage of that journey that come into play in your online presence. And so you really can't leave any of those out. You need to be thinking about how you're going to move people through that online journey or that what we call the marketing hourglass. And so a combination of your website, your SEO, your content, but then even your advertising and your outreach and you know, pay-per-click and, you know, mobile and reviews, all these things come together to really try to accomplish that task. So that was just my quick overview of where I see the online presence and how I see it really evolving and becoming more important for small business owners in 2019. So if you like this show, make sure that you give us a review, support those sponsors as well, and we'll see you out there on the road somewhere.